You are listening to WRUW FM 91.1 Cleveland, broadcasting from the campus of Case Western Reserve University. Thanks for tuning in. It's 4 o'clock and it's time for Radio Paprika.
Merhaba, merhaba, merhaba. Merhaba ya merhaba, merhaba. İyiye, güzele, her şeye. Sanan dost ele merhaba.
Merhaba, merhaba, merhaba.
Merhaba.
Merhaba ya merhaba, merhaba. İyiye, güzele, her şeye. Sanan dost ele merhaba.
Dostluk şu tek sözle başlar gönülden. Bir merhaba, merhaba desek gönülden her an merhaba. Böyle başlayıp böylece devam etsin. Sevgiler bir ömür boyu sürüp de gitsin. Güler yüz taşıyan çehreye, sonsuza uzayan sevgiye, iyiye güzele her şeye, uzanan dost ele merhaba.
Güler yüz taşıyan çehreye, sonsuza uzayan sevgiye, iyiye güzele her şeye, uzanan dost ele merhaba.
Sevgiler sonsuza kadar devamlı olsun. Şu küçük bir merhabaya ne dostluklar sığıyor. İnsan bu tatlı hoş söze özlem duyuyor. Her şeye uzanan dost ele merhaba.
Güler yüz taşıyan çehreye, sonsuza uzayan sevgiye, iyiye güzele her şeye uzanan dost ele merhaba.
Rosse blu, il tuo cielo è tutto qui. Una vecchia stanza buia dove il sole non c'è più. Quanto tempo non saprei, però ricordo che alzavo gli occhi. Ci sono più, ma c'è un uomo accanto a me, come sempre il mare blu, e alla voce che tu sai, sulla spiaggia non ci sei. Su. spiaggia non ci sei. Ora c'è lui. Non tornano
c'hai e che le sare dile hai de c'hai e bel
are listening to Radio Paprika right here on WRUW FM 91.1 Cleveland. Thanks for tuning in, whether you're tuning in on the radio or over at WRUW.org. Either way, we appreciate you listening, so thank you. Today, we have a guest in the studio. We have DJ Greentooth.
Hello, so, Cleveland.
And some of you may know DJ Greentooth from his podcast. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, The Little Lighthouse, and so on.
Yeah, so The Little Lighthouse is a podcast that I do online. I actually started in 2001 as a radio show on KLSU. So this month, I'm actually celebrating 25 years of The Little Lighthouse.
25 years, people.
Almost every week, except for like two or three breaks that I had when I was moving between towns.
That's dedication.
And then when I moved to Cleveland, I just decided, okay, it's time to just do it internet. Let the students do the radio programming instead of me. So I've been doing this podcast. So I think it's fun for me to do. I don't know how many people find it fun to hear it, but it's mostly rock and roll. You know, one show might be psychedelic rock, the other show might be Yugo rock, and the other show might be roots rock, and then a country or hard rock. Every time, spin the genres and try to be current as well.
And I caught your latest from last week, and the thing that caught my ear was Superchunk covering Magnetic Fields. And like, I know that song. I know that song.
Yeah, it's okay. Their new single. Yeah. And lots of cool changes also. They have a new drummer who was in a band called Moaners and also in Bad Fangs. Her name is Linda. I forgot her last name. Yeah, excellent.
Good, good. And is your program syndicated at all, or was it at some point?
Oh, yeah. It was syndicated a few times. Currently, it's syndicated only on website from Kragujevac in Serbia called Prvi Prvi na Skali. And there's also Rock Access, which is currently down, but it's a radio program in Greece, in Athens. But it's sometimes they're like a phoenix. They raise out of ashes and they start programming. They don't tell me what's going on, but at the moment I know that they're down.
So effectively you are on Around the World.
You can say that. All around the world. Fit your topic of your show. Yeah.
Yes, indeed. So at times, a number of occasions in Cleveland, you've hosted the Yugo Rock, sort of party, record party. Tell us a little bit about that, because I think that fits in with what we're going to go into first here.
Yeah, I never wanted to be specifically known for that, but it ended up that way because a couple of times when we had this vinyl get-togethers and people that come to at these get-togethers, they have, you know, like 78s from the 50s and 40s, and so what do I have to show to them, you know, like they know everything, they have every record out there, but they don't have Yugoslav records. So I thought, okay, maybe I'm gonna play that, and then it just took off. People started liking it, and then we did one show and then another show, and now it's a 5 to 6 shows, I'm not sure, and we try to make it a little different. Right now, we did one in December with an exhibition of art covers, cover art from Yugo rock history, and that exhibition is still on, and you can catch it at the Slovenian National Home. We're going to open it on January 10th at 4:30 p.m. If you missed the one in December, you can come and see it, but without the party. Actually, after that, there's a party at the at the hall. They're going to be doing some Eurocraft brewing festival. Okay. But before that, we're going to reopen the museum for the exhibition. And then there's a social on the January 28th. And so we're going to open up at 5:30 p.m. I'll be there and show around. For those who missed or want to see it again, come and check it out at the Slovenian National Home.
Excellent. And it was a very interesting overview of that Yugo rock era, specifically 70s, 80s, we're talking about primarily, going a little bit into the 60s, right?
Yes. I try not to play. I usually don't play a lot of music after 91 when the country fell apart. To me, that's like the end of the story, and now it's something else. So I focus on that stuff, although sometimes I throw in some newer things as well.
So speaking of the story, well, first I should tell you what we heard. We did start off the program with Fatos Balkir with Merhaba, a familiar song, a favorite. All six of my regular listeners have probably heard that a couple of times.
Merhaba to all the Turkish listeners right now.
There you go. And we followed that with Dalida with La Aquilone. And then we heard something brand new from Goran Bregovic and his orchestra for Weddings and Funerals called Gypsy Zumba. And I think this is a good segue to talk about what we're going to play next.
Yeah, so Goran Bregovic is well known around the world as a movie soundtracks writer and this ethnic type of fun dance ethnic music guru icon.
The Balkan brass.
Balkan brass, whatever you call it. But back home, he's known as a rock musician. And so he always was trying to be a little bit controversial. So At one point in 1983, on an album called Duspavanka za Radmilo M, they recorded the very first rock song in Albanian language. So we're going to hear that. It's called Kosovska. And then we're going to hear his second single when it's kind of hard rock, and he wanted to sound like a mix of Jeff Beck, or Tommy Iommi, something like that. Very crazy, heavy song, but still has a lot of ethnic stuff in there. It's called Kad bi bio bijelo dugme, and the band is called Jutro, or The Morning.
Excellent. So let's play some music. We will start off with Kosovska. Here we go.
Sonde, pljetem do Bugati, se gotvivom pasteje. Hapim moj glapin, s dželepi, postanem mrtami. Regulaj do kukuri, poštu moj ti vecidi. Ne biste kven ljubo žur, duat je, ljeta moja mir. Ajedin se džedo tenat je, vrnjete dur do tekenare. Čtojim se u bašku, nje vidre! Monte yet rock and roll. Ne se nana nuk fleon, a herqesht e kvecidi. Mosën gut, mos u shpejto, prit, qja sa gjumi e kaplon. Për vjedhën nga nga pëgjeku, fustanin mos e gris. Ke kujdes mos hëndë bëzhurin, duat jesh, hej moj si vinesh. So just do tjena tje Për një të du do të kjetë hare Shkojmë së bashku një dhe dhe Roka mandolinë Gjeri, gjeri, gjeri, qërë të linë Skizë të këndojmë kërë letje hoj Kërë letje hoj Qo gjë mund dhe jetë rock and roll
Rock! If you're wondering what the heck is going on, you are listening to Radio Paprika, as always, from 4 to 6, here on WRUW FM 91.1 Cleveland, where we will remain in this time slot for the next semester. So soon, our new program, a list of fantastic programs, will be published, and it goes into effect next weekend. So check WRUW.org if you want to keep track of where your favorite programs are or keep track of all the new programs coming in. So we are looking forward to that. And let's talk about what we played. So we ended the previous set with something brand new from Goran Bregovic and his orchestra for Weddings and Funerals. And in the studio, we have DJ Greentooth talking a little bit about something related with the Yugo Rock. So following that, tell us about what we heard.
Yeah, we heard some primordial Goran Bregovic from his beginning of his career. From 83, we heard his song in Albanian Kosovska, and then we heard his second single, where he's trying to sound like a heavy metal, hard rock,
right,
acid rock guitar player.
And doing a great job of it, no doubt.
What a ripping guitar solo.
Can you tell us a little bit about, like, where the transition came in now that he's doing the big, you know, the Balkan brass, the soundtracks, you know, the more traditional sounding music?
Yeah, well, throughout his career, he was a bit of a chameleon, you know. He almost every album was bringing something else, something new. But one thing that always was common in his songwriting and musicianship is heavy reliance on ethnic sounds. And when I say that, I mean from the entire Balkans. Mm-hmm. And so he was mixing in those things, and they used to call his brand of rock and roll Shepherd Rock.
Meaning Shepherd Rock?
Meaning like it's not urban. It's
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, and so us, the city kids, never really were into it, but there's a lot of things to appreciate as well. I mean, he's probably the best known rock musician from Yugoslavia right now.
But outside of Yugoslavia, he's probably best known for, you know, the gypsy, the brass kind of thing.
Yeah, that's what's been, he's been doing that lately. Yeah.
Okay. And so following that, we heard, what did we hear?
Okay, we heard my favorite rock band from Yugoslavia called Disciplina Kičme and their version of the Batman team. Batman.
That just totally rocked out.
That's totally rocked out. It's no guitars, only bass, two drum sets, and horns. And the horns are under influence of the brass, gypsy brass that you often play in your shows.
Right. And who needs a guitar if you've got an extra set of drums?
No. Yeah. The guitar is totally superfluous. And then we heard another song without a guitar. That's a Slovenian band called Begnagrad and their song Pjan Ska, which the way it's written, it means the drunk ska, the ska type of music, right? But if you write it together as one word, then it just means the drunkard song. But ska music was incredibly popular in Yugoslavia in the beginning of the 80s, and you couldn't make a record, you couldn't make a hit if you didn't have some ska or reggae rhythm.
So we're talking things like second wave, like Specials, Madness.
Yes, that was kind of that was the influence. Yeah, so I call it second and a half wave.
Is that right?
Of ska that happened in Yugoslavia. Yeah,
that is very interesting. So that was popular at the same time that it was popular worldwide.
Yeah, just maybe slightly a year after that, because they needed to catch up. And so that's our next song.
Another ska song, I see, from the title, I'm guessing.
It's Laboratoria Zvuka and Skakavac, which means grasshopper, but ska also means ska. And lyrics are actually lifted from erotic poetry of the Balkans.
Just careful what you say in the end.
There's no dirty words, but all funny and fun. Yeah.
All right, let's hear that then. Skakavac.
Skakavac.
Skakavac.
Yeah, grasshopper.
All right, here we go.
Thank you. tišina spustila. Malo prije podneva, a na njivu išao sam ja. Ti si i mene čekala. Jer kad se desi tuga golema, ti si samo još jedan koji zna kako je živjet ovdje. Preko ići ću sam.
On ima treće oko, zaneti travu ispod snega.
Manje mačkih više velja travu.
Maru dulje trune, u kaci zelje se veseli. Sveta kata sneg na vrata, naš pajzik kvaka mu se prosa.
Vrati,
vrati, kako mi je zima.
Za mene niko nema vremena.
Bez je vreme zimsko, jo.
To moja stara tak fresh.
Za mene niko nema vre.
Bez je vreme zimsko, jo,
And we are back. We are listening to all kinds of stuff from all over the gosh darn place. In studio right now, we have DJ Greentooth, who is the host of The Little Lighthouse and also does some local DJ projects at the various clubs and locations around town, known for doing a few of the Yugo Rock events over the past couple of years. And so, speaking of Yugo Rock, that's what we've been listening to lately. Here, let's talk about what we just heard.
Yeah, we're listening to Yugo Rock, but with a ethnic twist, just not to alienate your listeners. I think they're going to dig it.
Oh, I have no problem alienating my listeners on my own.
I don't know. If you're going to alienate all six of them, then what? But yeah, we heard after Laboratorio Zvuka, that crazy ska song with the folk erotic poetry in it. We heard Ukleti Dukat from a little village called Bošnjaci in Croatia. We heard the song Kad budeš išao preko, and it's what they do is they combine the tamburica music, they electrify them, and they play it in a psychedelic style. So it's one of the most exciting new bands from over there. So I rarely play something recent, but this came out just a few years ago.
Excellent.
And we're can't wait to hear something new from them. And then we heard two projects by this guy called Srđan Saher. He was in this band called Haustor, and we heard a song called Zima, which isn't the alcoholic drink, but it means winter. So it's a good song for this terrible Perfect. Winter that we're going through, from their EP in 1981. And then we heard his other band called Didi Mello, which was kind of like Lounge Lizards style music. And they were doing a Hungarian folk song, Ozospi. That's from their live record in 1988 and just reissued 2 years ago on Blind Dog Records.
So do you think some of that influence, Lounge Lizards, you know, the No New York kind of No Wave type thing, had some influence?
Yeah, I think you can hear it what we're playing today. Yeah. This sort of experimental type of music was really big, and there was a festival in Ljubljana called Druga Godba, and I think it's still going on, which was specializing in exactly that type of music. And also in Belgrade, there was a festival called Rex. In a theater called Rex, there was a festival called Ring Ring, which had a lot of, which is kind of like this Druga Godba festival.
Sort of like the angular, noisy.
Yeah, noisy, yeah. Experimental.
Excellent.
Yeah. Stuff that only six people like. And we're going to stick together now, with this theme of ethnic rock from Yugoslavia, and we're going to hear a Macedonian band, Lebisol, and their beautiful song, Aberdojde Donke, which consists pretty much of just drum rolls throughout the song. Just drums are rolling over and over again. This is the most incredible song you're going to hear today.
All right, then, here we go.
Thank you. it's me, DJ BG. Join me here at WRUW 91.1 FM on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. for the Eerie Effusion 80s Retro Radio Show, where we play alternative 80s tunes for you. We play Britpop, punk rock, new wave, dance classic, 12 inches, 7 inches, 45s, B-sides, 80s soundtracks, rare compilations, and new music from 80s artists. Get back to the future with me for more music, fewer hits on the Eerie Effusion Retro 80s Radio Show, Sundays, here, live, left of your dial on your radio at WRUW 91.1 FM or WRUW.org.
And Eerie Effusion is coming up at 6 o'clock, so stay tuned. Do not change your dial. All of your radio needs will be taken care of by WRUW FM 91.1 Cleveland. In fact, you can just erase the other presets on your radio if you have them. You don't need them anymore. All you need is WRUW.
There's nothing else left.
There is nothing else left. one can definitely say that. Community college radio, freeform radio is an endangered species. So with that, let's first talk about what we just heard and take us out with another song.
Yeah, we heard... So after that really awesome song that never started, Verdoy de Donke, his drum rolls just keep going and going.
It was like a band that just could not end their song.
Yeah.
They just needed to keep upstaging everyone.
And it was beautiful. and then we heard Drugi Način from Zagreb. They did the song called Crnogorsko kolo. And this is currently actually a Montenegrin anthem, national anthem of Montenegro, that song. Not in that arrangement, but with those lyrics. So that was cool. And that's from their single from 1976 called Yugoslavia. They currently disown this single, so now you and I can own it.
Oh, all right. Okay, well, we can share
great.
It.
I'll be happy to have it. And then we heard Zemlja Točak Nebo, which means earth, wheel, and sky. That's the description of a Romani flag. And this is the very first Romani rock, pop rock record recorded in 1983. To my knowledge, before that you only had ethnic music, folk right. music. This is like a rock record, sing by in Romani by Romani people. And in fact, Olah Vince is the name of the guy that stands behind his band. The song is called Dako Bara Drumo, or On the Road Again. And the album is called, I'm just going to translate it in English because it's beautiful, And the Wheel Keeps Rolling on the Ground Below God.
Excellent.
That's the name of the record.
That was great.
Yeah.
All right. So we are wrapping up the Yugo Rock section. We've got one more song we want to play before we sort of switch gears in the next hour. Again, you are listening to WRUW FM 91.1 Cleveland or streaming at WRUW.org. And our last song we're going to dedicate to the college radio situation in Cleveland and to IdeaStream, and that is
Radio Merda.
Imaju bakina, kega zovu Napoli. The transmitter for WRUW-FM 91.1 Cleveland is located atop Lake Park Tower Apartments, located at 13855 Superior Avenue, offering studio, 1, 2, and 3 bedroom apartments for lease. Lake Park Tower is located adjacent to Forest Hills Park, 10 blocks from University Circle and 3 blocks from Coventry and the RTA. For more information, please call 216-932-1127.
And in case you're wondering what the heck is going on, if you've just tuned in, this is Radio Paprika. My name is Steven, and in the studio we have a guest today, DJ Greentooth. Say hello.
Hello, everyone.
And he's going to be here talking about, well, we've spent the first hour talking about Yugo Rock, which is appropriate to my programming, at least at times. And now we're going to switch gears a little bit and talk about some krautrock because you have an event coming up. Want to tell us about that briefly?
Before I start talking about krautrock, can I just invite everyone to come to see the exhibition at the Slovenian National Home on January 10th and January 28th, respectively, from 5:30 and from 4:30. Actually, the other way around. 10th and 4:30 and 5:30. Anyway. Come and check it out. We're going to reopen the museum, and you can see the album art that we exhibited in December. A couple of us are going to be there to show people around, and so I'll be happy to greet everyone there. And now we
will
can talk about...
Will you be talking about the Yugo Rock and the history as well at that time?
Oh, we'll be showing the records, and people can just ask the questions, or I'm not sure if... don't have anything prepared. Other than the awesome exhibition that's already there.
There you go. Check
you
it
saw
out.
It, right? Do you like it?
It was a great exhibition.
Yeah.
I actually went around with my phone taking pictures of the individual pieces so I can do additional research. So.
Yeah, we do have a photo booth there as well, so you can like take a picture.
There you go. Yeah. So let's switch gears a little bit. Coming up next week on January 11th, correct?
Yeah, at 11 a.m.
11 a.m. What's going on?
Yeah.
What's going on?
Beachland has these brunches with live DJs playing records. And so on the 11th, I'm going to be the DJ, and I'm going to play music from Germany in the early 70s. That's from their era. Like, this music was made by the first generation that was born after the World War II. So it's very cathartic, very psychedelic, and very, very rocking, very original. And so we're going to hear in the next hour, we're going to hear examples of the stuff that you might hear as you eat. And
as we have our breakfast.
And everyone's going to get a free can of sauerkraut. If you come, every table is going to get one free can and a can opener, and you can eat it right there.
Excellent.
Yeah.
So the theme is krautrock.
Krautrock,
which
yes.
is a term that is... not necessarily a bad term. It was embraced by the music.
Yeah, the term was originally coined by the British press because they're pigs. You know, they wanted to be offensive.
I would just like to mention that the views expressed here on this program are those of the producers and the guests and not necessarily those of WRUW FM 91.1 Cleveland or Case Western Reserve University. Thank you. Go ahead. Yeah,
I meant the journalists, you know, the journalists, not the British people. And they wanted to be offensive. And so somehow this term stuck out. It's called krautrock. But now it means something really good and positive. And a lasting impression of the German nation from the 20th century.
So
they almost undid everything they did in the 40s by doing great rock and roll in the 70s.
It was a dismissive term, but it was embraced, and even Neu did a song that they called krautrock.
Neu had a song, krautrock, and you know, when you go in Discogs and you search, you can see it's the genre of music.
And we'll talk about it more, but just as an introduction stylistically, this is a reaction. This is rock music, but it's not what was going on in the 60s with the Beatles and the Stones and things like that. They were like, no, we want to break all of this stuff down and create something totally new, you know, something new that's rhythmically new, that's melodically new. So it doesn't sound like pop music, right? It's got a completely different sort of
it does, thing going on. But it influenced pop music, you know, if you think about, and you can see some of the stuff that we picked for today is quite accessible, I think. It's not going to be just craziness. It's actually good lunch music, so
good.
you can eat good stuff and listen to this music. I think everyone's going to like it.
And we're going to hear a lot of different types of styles, like different types of instrumentation.
Mm-hmm.
So it isn't, you know, this very specific style. It's more of a broad term that describes things that are reacting to the popular music.
Mm-hmm. And they pioneered electronic music as well. So, you know, obviously with the bands like Kraftwerk, which we will not hear today, but we will talk about them.
Certainly. So we're going to start off with Lady Turk. Tell us a little bit about this cut.
Yeah, this is from a band called Tritonus. They're a quintet from Mayhem. That's from a record that has no title in 1975 on BASF Records. BASF.
Let's check it out.
Good tapes, too.
Yes.
is always said, what a rabbit talk, healing away in harmony with the wind at the tender's apple tree. Minter, your mommy's gonna get you. Tomorrow she will cut your hair, so she'll call you the bad girl for her. We'll be right back.
What if I couldn't read this script, or a bus schedule, or even bills? Well, 66% of Cleveland adults actually can't. At Seeds of Literacy, we're looking for tutors, like you, to spend just 2 hours a week making a lifetime of difference. Visit seedsofliteracy.org/tutor for more information.
Carry on my polka, son. There'll be polka when you're done. Give your polka head a rest, then we'll polka more. Carry on my polka, son. There'll be polka when you're done. Give your polka head a rest, then we'll polka more.
WRUW-FM 91.1 Cleveland. We've got everything, even things you didn't ask for.
Speaking of things you didn't ask for, you are listening to Radio Paprika, right here on WRUW-FM 91.1 Cleveland. My name is Stephen, and in the studio today, we have a guest, and our guest is Radio. It's Radio.
Radio stuffed, but Radio, Radio Sarma.
There you go. I'm sorry, that's your new name now. It's DJ Greentooth, and he's here talking about, we spent the first hour talking about some Yugo rock and how that was related to some of our familiar programming here. And now we're talking about some krautrock because you have an event coming up, and let's talk about that again for those who have just tuned in.
Yeah, at Beachland on the January 11th, next Sunday, exactly a week from now at 11 a.m., we have a brunch, Beachland brunch, and then I'll be playing this German krautrock in the background. Like, so, is there a krautrock outside of Germany? I don't think so,
no. But to go with the krautrock, you'll be actually serving cans of...
Cans of cabbage, yes. You sauerkraut, you're going to get every table's going to get a free can of sauerkraut along with a can opener, so you can, you're going to listen to can and eat out of the can.
I was almost expecting the can from the can album with the beans, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
But, you know.
But we're going to stick with either one will work. Sauerkraut, yeah.
Right. Cabbage. So it'll be the sauerkraut rock
fermented
brunch.
Fermented cabbage.
Your fermented krautrock brunch.
That's right.
There's something to it. Let's talk about what we heard. We ended that set with, what did we end with?
We ended it with La Düsseldorf. Before that, we heard Guru Guru and their single from called Samantha's Rabbit. It's from the mid-70s. And it's a trio from Heidelberg in Germany. And then we heard La Düsseldorf from Düsseldorf. And their song is called La Düsseldorf, and it's from an album called La Düsseldorf. very original. And so everyone knows Kraftwerk. So Ralph Hutter and Florian Schneider formed Kraftwerk with the guitarist Michael Rother and drummer Klaus Dinger. And then Klaus and Michael started a band called Neu. And then when they split, Dinger went into La Düsseldorf, so we heard La Düsseldorf, Dinger's band. And now we're going to hear Michael Rother, also another Kraftwerk guy, from his own solo record called, we're going to hear Sonnengard from the self-titled album, and actually a title song from the album Sonnengard from 1978, Michael Rother. And before that was Klaus Dinger.
Right.
Yeah.
So we're playing... We're actually playing Michael Rother next.
We're basically playing Kraftwerk without Kraftwerk.
Yes, all the proto-Kraftwerk.
Proto-Kraftwerk. Primordial Kraftwerk.
Which is interesting because we can talk a little bit about the sort of the styles and the sounds of music that we're hearing, because it did go off in a lot of different directions. It wasn't a distinctive sound. It was more like an ethos or an approach.
Yes.
To really... breaking down the popular music genre and coming up with new ideas.
So, krautrock is whatever you pickle it to be.
It always comes out just a little bit sour and salty,
yeah,
or something like that.
Good stuff.
All right, well, let's hear from Michael Rother then. Here we go.
Thank you. been many years since she gave up the race. See the old man with the pipe in his mouth. His heart's still young, but his energy's gone. The old years are here, that's very clear. The old sit back and watch the children play. The old and the young. What was it like when the first baby was born? Changes are here, please listen and hear. Do leaves still fall like they did last year?
Thank you.
And we are back. You are listening to Radio Paprika here on WRUW-FM 91.1 Cleveland, or streaming at WRUW.org. And if you missed the program, which would be kind of strange that I'm telling you that you're missing it, because you must be listening to it. But if you like what you hear, you can tell a friend or listen later. If you liked it so much, you can listen again if you go to WRUW.org and click on Programs. And there you will find the archived editions of the programs going back for two whole weeks. You can listen to this one and the previous week's program. Along with that, you can find detailed playlists. So if you don't know what the heck we're playing, you can look at the playlist and maybe get a clue from there and decide what you want to add to your own personal collection. So we have been looking at some krautrock the second hour of the program with my guest, DJ Greentooth, Radio Greentooth from here on out. And he's going to be hosting a krautrock brunch at the Beachland Ballroom next weekend, a week from today, on the 11th, correct?
On the 11th at 11 a.m.
Excellent. So you'll be spinning some of this, some of the krautrock type music that we've been hearing.
3 hours.
Three.
Good luck.
So let's talk about what we heard.
We heard Rattles, which is one of the legendary German beat bands that kind of turned krautrock. And in 1970, they had this hit single, a runaway hit single, which in the entire Europe. And that's when they had an Israeli singer, Edna Bayerano, singing with them. They're from Hamburg. And then we heard Message and Changes. They're from Düsseldorf, another one from Düsseldorf, from the album called The Dawn Anew Is Coming from 1972. And then we heard Scheike Fürs and Frühling, or SFF, from when the song called Explorer, a little electronic music. So as we said, we concluded that krautrock was one of the first genres in rock music to incorporate electronic music, and that's a nice little example of that, synthesizers and all that.
And the movement did spawn a lot of electronic music. Bands like Popol Vuh and Tangerine Dream would be considered part of that krautrock movement as well, and of course eventually leading to Kraftwerk as well from the early 70s.
Those are all examples. I'm just kind of trying to pick some more obscure stuff that people
absolutely are going to be.
But so if everyone remembers a good old days of the Cold War, when we had two Germanys, there was a West Germany and East Germany. West Germany was the one that's responsible for krautrock, but there is some examples of this musical genre in the East Germany, and so this is we're gonna play one, Uschi Brüning, and the song is called Hochzeitsnacht.
Thank you.
Something like that. And I've been introduced by this singer from my friend in Pittsburgh, who is listening right now.
Hello, so, Pittsburgh.
Hello, friend in Pittsburgh.
All right. Yeah. Shall we?
Yeah, let's hear it.
Und er schnappt in das Wald mit Kobaltblau und mit Zigtern. lass das Morgenlicht herein in diese Nacht. Spare nicht mit Spaß und Tränen in dieser Hochzeitsnacht. Denn wer heute weint und lacht, der wird 100 Jahre alt. Der wird 100 Jahre alt und kein Herz wird ihm kalt. Gieß ein Glas voll Wein.
Just about does it for Radio Paprika. We have been exploring in this second hour what's come to be known as Krautrock with our guest, DJ Greentooth, who is going to be hosting a special Beachland brunch playing Krautrock and handing out actual cans of Kraut.
Yes.
So it all goes together. And that next is week. Next Sunday, correct? What mm-hmm. time is that at?
11 a.m.
11 a.m. So be there.
Yeah, and crowd the tables, please.
Indeed. So thanks for being on. Let's talk about the last couple of things that we just heard.
Yeah, we heard Can and Vitamin C. That's a band from Cologne in Germany from 1972, their single. But it's not well known, but their first singer wasn't Muni. It was a Yugoslav lady named Eti Juvan.
Okay.
So then, a lot of people know that. The first singer of Can was a Yugoslav lady.
And initially,
she stuck around for 3 months with them.
And initially, they only produced, what, two or three records in that period, correct?
With Eti?
In the early
70s. No, they didn't have any records with Eti.
Oh, no,
only
so
one movie experience, one okay. Appearance. Yeah.
So,
she's in the movie with them. Yeah.
Ah, I see. So then their first incarnation, they only produced a couple of albums and sort of broke up and got together later.
Got together with Damo Suzuki, so we heard that.
Excellent. Yeah. And that's probably a song that if anybody's heard or associates with krautrock, that's kind of like...
Yeah, that's the metronomic beat.
That beat, you know, and it's probably been used and sampled dozens, if not hundreds of times.
Mm-hmm.
So, absolutely. Yeah.
And there's a hip-hop song that goes like that. They like, sampled it, ripped it off? I don't know.
It's been sampled more than a few times, I believe. Absolutely.
Yeah. So, and we're going to finish things off with another experimental tune by this band from Munich called Amundul 2, and it's called Guadalupe, La Guadalupe, and it's a loop.
It's like Our Lady of Guadalupe, but it's actually a loop, L-O-O-P.
Yeah, loop. L-O-O-P. It loops. It's kind of experimental music that sounds like techno, but it's not done technically. It's done with tape loops and things like that, and it's very danceable. Just try it at home.
Excellent. Let's check it out. Thank you once again for coming down. And
thank you for having me.
And spending the time here and educating us and enlightening us. Mm-hmm. And be sure to check out the Little Lighthouse podcast. And come on out to the Beachland next weekend, if you so desire, and check out some krautrock.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you once again. Stay tuned. Eerie Fusion is up next, and we are going to take you out with this La Guadalupe. Here we go.
Power packing, block cracking,
jar crunching, gear munching,
gas guzzling, dog muzzling,
adrenaline pumping, cylinder thumping,
action,
action,
action. Only at WRUW FM Cleveland.